Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, everyone. Charmin here with you with the Way of Life program. And we're going to talk about allegiance to Jesus Christ. So, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have an allegiance to him, our Lord. And we are required to remain faithful to him. Our faithfulness must be visible in our positive and practical response to his instructions. We are not supposed to be following what is not of Jesus Christ. Our Father is telling us today that he has called us through the message of the gospel, and we have responded. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, it says, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he tells us that we must learn from him and remain in his teachings. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He wants us to be further enlightened in regards to our responsibilities as his disciples. He does not want us to be ignorant of what is required of us. For this reason, he is showing us that what our disposition as his disciples should be. In John 8:31, it reads, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. If you abide. So to abide is to live or remain, to act in accordance with, obey, and adhere to. In my word suggests what I say or what comes from me. So if you continue to practice what I have taught you, if you conduct yourselves in accordance with my teachings, you are my disciples indeed. The definitions of the word abide reveals the true character of disciples. And the word disciples is defined as an adherent who accepts the teachings of their masters and in practice makes his teachings their rule of conduct. Their master's teachings are their life's conduct. Built into the word disciples is the word discipline, because it involves application to principles taught and maintaining them in practice. True disciples are disciplined people. Can we truly say that we are disciplined in our response to what Jesus Christ has taught us? Or will we choose to be disciplined in our response to our Lord's instructions? The teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ are our life's conduct. We must conduct ourselves according to his word. How much of what he has taught do we really know? And do we care to know what he has taught? If we are not living in accordance with the teachings of Jesus Christ, whose teachings are we living by? And whose disciples are we? If we are not doing what he says, then he is not our Lord. In Luke 6:46, it says, So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? We are required to learn from Jesus Christ, remain in what he has taught and is teaching us through his Spirit, his written word, and through those whom he has appointed to communicate his word. The Lord wants us to be his true disciples. So he's given us understanding of what is required of us who are his disciples. When he commissioned his disciples to go into all the world, he told them to make disciples. That's in Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always. even to the end of the age. What a wonderful promise. Disciples must be taught and be consistent in obeying what they have been taught. When a person receives Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that's the beginning of that person's discipleship training, through which the principles of divine life are brought to that person's mind. There are principles to live by. This is why Jesus told the disciples whom he commissioned in Matthew 20:20, "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you." Our principles are the words of Jesus Christ, and they are not like the former principles by which we once conducted ourselves. If we are truly learning from Jesus Christ, our conduct would not resemble what the Apostle Paul alluded to in Ephesians 4:17-22. I'm going to read it all. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust." Here Paul told the brethren, if you are true students of Jesus Christ, your behavior will not be like those people. Those who are learning from Jesus Christ will follow in his footsteps. 1 Peter 2:18-23. "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience towards God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." That's key. He leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously." Jesus is our example. He is the one we are to imitate. He's the one we are to be exact representation of. And let us remember, we have the Holy Spirit to help us walk and live his life. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.